We'll say we are picking up on the rest of Daf Samech Zainam at Bay 66b. We left off right in the middle of the Daf, Ki Mashkanta de Surah. So the Gemara was just describing what this Mashkanta of Surah, this type of collateralized land, the way they set it up in Surah, that essentially a person would lend money, and the lender would have the right to use the land for a certain number of years, and after those years, the debt would be considered paid. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara goes on and says, Rapapa of Rav Huna Brid Rav Yehoshua Amitar Vayus. Rapapa and Rav Yehuna Brid Yehoshua both said, Hai Mashkanta Ba'asur De Masalki. In a place where, when a lender lends money and has collateralized property, the borrower could pay off the debt at any time and remove the lender from the land. Ein Balchov Gove Heimenu. So ultimately, again, the Balchov, the creditor of the Malva, does not have the right to take that collateralized land in satisfaction of the lender's debt. In other words, since the lender could be removed from the land at any time, therefore he doesn't have possession. Because he doesn't have possession, therefore his creditor cannot seize that land in satisfaction of a debt. And again, if the lender were to die, and the Bechor were to inherit the debt, and inherit the collateralized property, he does not take Pishnaim in that, he doesn't get a double portion. And furthermore, again, a debt that is secured by collateralized property, Shmita wipes out the debt. Shmita annuls the debt. And the reason for that is, again, because since the collateralized property could be taken away from the lender at any time, therefore it is not considered as if it's his, and it's not considered as if the loan has already been paid. But in a place where, when a lender has collateralized property, the borrower can't just come along and remove him from it. Balchov gove himenu. So the lender's creditor could go ahead and take possession of it. Ubechor notal pishnaim, and the bechor has the ability to go ahead and take a double portion. Vein shviyas misham tasa, and shmita ultimately does not wipe out this particular debt. So the Gemara says, "Va'amar marzuch mishvin de rapapa, hay mashkanta ba'asra de masalki." This mashkon, this collateralized property, in a place where the lender could be removed from the property as soon as the borrower has the funds. So the Gemara says, "Masalki le va'afilu mitamri da'abuja." That is true that when the borrower comes and he has his money. And he has his money and he wants to pay back the lender and take back his land, so he could take back his land. And even if the lender was collecting fruit, now the Lashon over here of Mitamri da Abuja means even if the lender was collecting dates from the trees, and he had like a cloth spread out on the ground to collect the dates, so the dates were already detached from the ground. Nevertheless, the borrower, when he comes with his money and takes possession back of the land, he also takes possession back of the actual detached dates as well. But if the lender had already placed the dates in the basket and lifted up the basket, then ultimately he acquires the dates. And according to the opinion who says that the property or the utensils of a purchaser could acquire even in the reshus, even in the domain of the seller, so in that case, again, once the dates go into the basket of the lender, even if the lender has not done hagba on it, even if he didn't do hagba, basisni with the basket, kaninu, he nevertheless acquires the dates. So says the Gemara, Pshita ba'asur de masalki. So again, it is obvious in a place, in a locale, where the borrower has the ability to pay back the debt even earlier than the due date and remove the lender from the property. Va'amar lo mistalakno. But yet, what happens if the malva, if the lender, were to make a t'nai? And the t'nai is, the condition is, I will not be removed from the property. Rashi says over here, Va'amar lo mistalakno, bishas maton ma'os hisna almanash lo tucha lesalkini, ad kach v'kach shonim, v'almanas kein noson ma'oseho, the karka nikna v'kezim v'der. Fine. So here's the case. So let's say, again, the t'nai was, the lender made a t'nai, I'm going to lend you this money, but on the condition that you cannot remove me from this property for X amount of years. Whatever that may be. So the Gemara says, okay, if that was the t'nai, if that was the condition of the loan, then that's the condition of the loan. But what about in a place where, let's say, it's not common, the borrower doesn't have the right to just pay off the debt before the due date and remove the lender from the field. And the Malva says, mistalakno, I'm willing to be removed from the field. Should the borrower pay me off? My, What's the halacha? Tzarech lemikneh mineh olo? Do they have to do Kabbalah's kinyan? Do they have to do some type of kinyan in order to solidify this tenai or this agreement or not? Rav Papa amar lo tzarech lemikneh mineh. So Rav Papa said, no kinyan is required. Rav Sheshes prayed, Rav Idi amar tzarech lemikneh mineh. Rav Sheshes, the son of Rav Idi, said, yes, there is an obligation to solidify this promise with the kinyan. In other words, that for the lender to just say this is not binding. It's only binding if there's mamish ha-maisa kinyan. The hilchasa, tzarech lemikneh mineh. And the halacha is that ultimately, again, a kinyan must be performed in order to make this promise binding. So the Gemara says, Em amar ezel va'aisi zuzeh. Actually, we'll say we'll stop over here for today. We'll let Mirat Hashem pick up with Amar Ezel and Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Erev Shabbos.